Chapter 12, Alcohol and Drug Abuse. Truth is a youth media campaign sponsored by the American Legacy Foundation. Their message is simple: to get youth to stop smoking or not to begin smoking at all. In one of the campaign's current TV commercials, a person in a rat suit emerges from a New York City subway. Collapsing on the sidewalk, the rat reveals a sign that reads, "There's cyanide in cigarette smoke, same as in rat poison." In this podcast, we examine cigarette smoking among teens and young adults, and also take a look at the impact of Truth's campaign. Cigarette smoking is the most prevalent form of nicotine addiction, the most frequently used addictive drug in the United States. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, in 2007, 20% of high school students in the U.S. were current cigarette smokers, 19% of females, and 21% of males. Among middle school students, in 2006, approximately 6% were current smokers, 6% of females and males. The CDC reports that each day in the United States, approximately 3,600 young people between the ages of 12 and 17 initiate cigarette smoking, and an estimated 1,100 young people become daily cigarette smokers. The 1998 Master Tobacco Settlement Agreement, or MSA, was signed by the Attorneys General of 46 states and the four largest U.S. tobacco companies. The agreement created new limits for the advertising, marketing, and promotion of cigarettes, notably prohibiting advertising that targets people younger than 18. Since 1998, 40 other tobacco companies signed the MSA. The American Legacy Foundation, a national nonprofit organization, was formed in 1998 to support the study and promotion of smoking and substance abuse reduction among teens. The foundation receives the majority of its funding from payments to the National Public Education Fund established by the MSA. However, since the MSA, tobacco companies have refocused their marketing efforts on young adults age 18 to 24 years, through promotional activities and related advertising. In fact, the most heavily advertised brands of cigarettes are those preferred by younger smokers: Marlboro, Camel, and Newport. Truth, the National Youth Smoking Prevention Campaign, has a reputation for in-your-face, cutting-edge, memorable visual images which appeal to America's youth. Since 80% of smokers begin using tobacco before the age of 18, Truth's target audience is youth aged 12 to 17 years. The campaign admits, "We're not anti-smoker or anti-smoking. We're just anti-manipulations. With that in mind, we try to out Big Tobacco's tactics so everyone knows what they're up to." The program just celebrated its 9th year. Truth also has a presence on social networking sites such as Facebook and MySpace. Research published in early 2000 confirmed the effectiveness of Truth's campaign. Matthew Farrelly and his colleagues found a correlation between the Truth advertising between 2000 and 2004 and a decrease in the amount of teens who initiated smoking. The scientists reported that approximately 450,000 fewer adolescents and young adults initiated smoking as a result of the campaign. Now it's your turn. If you are not familiar with Truth, you can check them out at thetruth.com. What makes these messages and visual images appealing to youth? What other strategies do you think would be useful to stop or prevent smoking among teens and young adults?